Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
This is a shocking photograph of a dog, a beautiful dog, chained, or appears to be chained, to a gate, surrounded by the most beautiful little puppies. Tori Joyce from the West Cork Animal Welfare Group. When did this come to your attention, Tori? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thank you so much again for having us on. On Thursday evening, we got a call from somebody to say that they'd come home from work and they found a dog chained to a gate with seven little baby puppies. Yes, it is a very, very shocking photo, PJ, but unfortunately one that we're in all people in rescue are getting all too familiar with. Yeah. So what happened was the rescue got the call, and in the meantime, they obviously called another person for assistance who came immediately, put the pups into the car, put her heater on, and then Jennifer from West Cork Animal Welfare Group went straight over, picked up the pups, unchained the mother. So basically the mother was chained, but if you notice, if you zoom into the photograph, she's actually jumped backwards and forwards from the gate. So she could have hung herself. She a dog can have. Easily do that. She was obviously totally distressed. Oh. Now, this dog is in absolute shocking condition, PJ. She's skin and bone. The pups were shivering. They were freezing cold. Probably been there for hours by the state of her.
You know what broke my heart looking at it, Tori? What broke my heart was her eyes. Mm-hmm. And the little balls of fluff across from her that she can't get at them to feed them.
No, she can't. She couldn't feed them. She couldn't lick them. Under her to keep them warm. Yes. And this would have been for hours. Now, this dog is obviously given everything to these pups. They're just the poor little things. It's really lucky they're alive. And you just want to thank that person for phoning us. And if the owners of these dogs had phoned us and said, we cannot keep these dogs, pick them up immediately or whatever, we would have done so. But this is a cruelty case. And if anybody does know who owns these pups, or if we do find out, it will be passed to the relevant authorities.
The dog isn't chipped,
because this really is. No, she's not chipped. She's a 3 to 4 year old, possibly German Shepherd cross. And the pups are very like her. They're lovely. She's hair missing. She's a very, very hairy dog. So if you saw her with her fur down or felt her, you would absolutely be shocked. Absolutely shocked at her condition. So subsequently, with all the stress, you see, this stresses the mother out so much. She has no milk now. It's gone. Because I presume everything has gone in. So well done to Jennifer Aveen and the team at West Cork Animal Welfare Group, because it's 24/7. These pups are 3 to 4 weeks old, PJ. So they're very young, very vulnerable, and very vulnerable to disease and everything else.
Very hungry.
Extremely hungry. And they're a big breed pup. But just to give you an idea of the size of them, you look at the picture and they look, you know, like quite big, but Jennifer got the seven into a cat carrier. So that just gives you an idea how small they are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she was stressed. The mother is extremely distressed. It's just shocking. And you see it, we see it, we all see it in rescue. And every time you think, can it get any worse? And it can. This is 2024, PJ, honestly. The legislation, the government, Department of Agriculture, everyone has to step up. There are laws there. They have to be implemented. Or new laws brought out, so this does not happen, and breeding needs to be totally controlled.
Yeah.
Because this dog didn't get like this yesterday or the day before. This dog has been starved.
Yeah, you say she's skin and bone.
Absolute skin. You'd be shocked if you saw her. skin and bone. And because she's given so much of her body to the pups, there's no milk left. So she is with the pups, but there isn't that real close bond because it's been broken.
Yeah. Are they being bottle fed or what's happening?
That's also very cruel. No, they can actually, and Jennifer's absolute an expert at pups. I mean, she's one of the best. So basically you get a very sloppy food and you mix it to its baby puppy food. And it's like, and you can give supplement them with milk as well, baby. Okay. You can get the substitute puppy milk. So they're doing very well. That's the very good news. And
she?
I just really wanted.
How's Mammy?
She's doing quite well. She's going out for little walks. Shannon, Aveen there and Grace and that are all fussing. The girls even came in early to work. Or one of them came in to the rescue when they weren't even supposed to come in because they all wanted to see and they were all gathered around her. And great excitement in one way because, as you know, puppies are beautiful, but we prefer not to be dealing with it.
Yeah.
But going forward, these, and I just really want to take this opportunity to thank everybody from all over the world who's donated, sent messages, calls. It's been absolutely phenomenal. She's really taken to everybody's heart. Beautiful dog. She's a beautiful dog. Honestly, PJ, she's beautiful.
It's the expression in her eyes of total helplessness.
It actually
would bring a lump to your throat. And maybe we'll share, if we haven't shared it already, we might share the picture. Eyes, she can't get at her little pups. She can't get at them.
No, she can't get at her little pups. And she was there hours, and that really does stress them. And I suppose the instinct kicks in then that she's pulling, she's tugging, she's jumping backwards and forwards. If you see the chain, it's up and back and up and back. Yeah. So she's jumping through the gate. And of course, as more she did that, the more she got locked into one position. And very, very cruel. Very, very cruel.
Is she used to would you think?
I think she's okay that way. But again, I'd say you'd have to give it a few weeks for her to settle. Yeah. And she's very on. She's unnerved and whatever, but they did say she's a sweet dog, a lovely nature. But
she looks it.
But whoever did this is there's no care there. They just didn't even, and to let a dog and not to neuter the dog was let down by its owners on every single level.
No, it's horrendous. It's horrendous. People can see it at westcorkanimals.com and go to your Facebook page, West Cork Animal Welfare Group. And my wife knows this. Tori, if I could, I'd take them all.
Yes.
She divorced me on the spot.
Again, just to thank everybody. Just to thank so much everybody who's donated. People from all over the world. And it really has just been phenomenal, the support from people. And I really want to thank everyone from the bottom of our hearts. It's just lovely to see such wonderful people out there who actually really care. That's what keeps us going, PJ.
I know. And you continue to do the extraordinary work that you do, the West Cork Animal Welfare Group. Let's get that picture out around. Just see what someone will do to a beautiful, beautiful creature like that dog and our little pups. The world is broken.
Cork's 96 FM.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.